Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 98 in the book of Revelation. This is the top 10 of Revelation, volume 3, number 21. Revelation is an invitation. And in that sense, Revelation is highly evangelical. The Lord is knocking in the book of Revelation, both figuratively and literally, and he requests us to do something. There's lots of repenting. There's at least lots of opportunity for repenting. And the charge is, as we summarize, have the right posture to this invitation. Hey, maybe I could be wrong about my knowledge or my attitude about future events. So let me be ready to respond humbly to this. Or maybe it's a call to worship, or maybe it's a call to belief. Number 22, worship. The response from everybody there is to cast their crowns and cast their bodies as they fall down and their words towards the Lord. He is worthy of these responses. These glorious, amazing beings that he's created all point towards the main glory, which is God. Number 23, the activity there can be connected to our activity here by one thing, that is worship. From our individual acre. Think of this, that God has all the power, all the wealth, all the wisdom, all the might, glory, honor, blessing. He lacks nothing. But there's one thing that he doesn't already possess in infinite magnitude, and that is my agreement, my assent. And I can give him one thing in a sense that he doesn't have, which is my worship. It's me saying, I agree, and I ascribe to you all this. Well, why is that? That's number 24, is that Jesus is worthy. You can't emphasize this point enough. There's a moment in 5:2 where John sees this mighty angel, and the angel asks, who's worthy to open the scroll and break its seal? And no one in heaven and earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. And John begins to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And then one of the elders said, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. So that refers, of course, to Jesus. All history flows through that moment in the future. All reward, all justice, all love. And who is worthy for you? Who's qualified to really help you and really save you and really change you? Who is able? Who is willing? Who desires this? It makes me think of Psalm 73, where the psalmist asks, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. All right, number 25. So amidst all this tumult that happens and the wrathful things that happened in the book of Revelation, especially to Satan and the Antichrist beast and the ridiculously unrepentant people, even though some trial heads towards believers who come to him in the tribulation, but all along this you see that no believer ever gets lost in the shuffle. There's no soldier that gets forgotten on the battlefield. So like us today, people around us, some are suffering, some are afflicted, some are faithful to death, but none fall out of the purview of his care. All believers are eternally secure. He will be their shepherd. He will wipe every tear. He will shelter them with his presence, as it says in 7:15. Number 26. Revelation is God speaking in his loud voice, and there's no one that's going to end up saying, hey, why didn't you tell me? Revelation is God saying, hey, I am telling you, and I'm telling you now in my loud voice. So welcome to the trumpets of the judgments and all the activities of the Lord. In short, the natural wonders of nature are being used as stars are crashing and waters are turning bitter and darkness happens on the earth. Why does all that crazy stuff happen? It's so that God can speak with his loud voice. Now, all along, number 27, repentance apparently is hard. The Lord is merciful. There's 21 second chances in Revelation, at least. But my people, my mankind, apparently we love rebellion, and he helps us. The prayer today is, help us, Lord, to love repentance. That is to agree with God about the past, grieve with God about the past, receive with God all the things he's done to fix our past, and then turn towards him in the future. The There are people, though, in the book of Revelation who say strongly, I basically would rather die than repent. Let us not be those people. All right, number 28. A soft response is to eat this book. It's one of the great sound bites in the book. Being a child of God is to eat the diet of God's own choosing. God tells you to eat the Bible. I'm not really recommending you that you eat your Bible, but I'm totally recommending that you eat your Bible. Number 29, is to respond means to make room for God. And then finally, the sovereignty of God comes through so strongly in the book of Revelation. God never falls off his throne in Revelation. Now, he allows evil, and he even tells you what he's doing. He says, I'm allowing this for a time. And then he opens up his sovereignty in a more clear way and rules and he wins. He is going to reign supremely. He's going to judge righteously, and he's going to reward graciously. So in conclusion today, the top 10, let's eat this book. Let's consume it and make it important to us. Secondly, Jesus is worthy, so it all points to him. Thirdly, let's repent, even though it's difficult. And Lord, have mercy on us in the sense that you would move our hearts towards repentance. Let's enjoy the Lord's sovereignty and his sheltering specifically. He's not going to lose any of us. And then finally today, let's remember that he wins. So let's worship him appropriately. Thanks for listening.